All right, how we doing? All right, what questions do you have, Tony? Mary, let's get this thing going. I thought he did some good things. I know the numbers wasn't like I would like or he would like, but I thought he moved the team, made some plays. You know, I think our surrounding cast got to continue to help him, got to catch that ball down there, which I think would have led to hopefully a score, which we did put points on the board. I thought it was a tremendous drive, made a play outside the pocket with Corey. So I thought he did some really good things, but I'm going to go back and watch the tape. But I feel comfortable with him. I thought he handled things really well. His eyes were good. The conversations we had was what you want with your quarterback. I tried to stick a ball in there later on, you know, and again, just learning guys' body language, you know, over the middle when a guy's stopping and those things. Those are the things he has to continue to grow on. But I thought he managed the team well, did some really good things, and we'll keep coaching him up. I'm going to watch the tape. I told you guys the covers are on now, okay? I'm really close, but he is, he has the right feel for me and for what I'm looking for, but I'll go back and watch the tape, and then I'm sure I'll let you guys know right away.
Does he need to play on Thursday?
I'm sorry?
Does he need to play on Thursday?
I don't know that. I think is what's most important is, again, if he ends up being our starter, you know, there's some other things that we need to do and see, but again, we'll cross that bridge as we go.
You know, there was one drive where the running game really perked up.
Uh-huh.
I know it ended in a fumble, but.
Yeah. Again, I told our guys a second ago, we need to get better shape. You know, I thought we kind of had them going and was doing some really good things, but I could see us starting to wear them down, but also us starting to wear down. So we need to get a little bit better shape. And yeah, Duke's got to, he'll be first to tell you, he's got to take care of that ball down there. We can't turn the ball over in the scoring zone. And as I told the offense, we got to score. We find a way to score points. I mean, that's the name of the game. Defense is doing some really good things. You know, they give up a few plays, but boy, they get stout and they don't let you in. And that's a Greg Williams coach defense, and that's great. I mean, that's the other side of it. So if we can continue to keep building, keep working, keep getting better, which I know we will over the next week or so, we got a chance to do some good things. Oh, yeah, but it's great. You know, I like to see him when it's in those tough situations. He did something that I was very proud of. You know, he's backed up back there, and I call a pass play because I need to know if he'll be very team protecting. And he did. He rolled and threw the ball out of bounds. Awesome. Okay. And those are the things I have to find out about him, because if a guy will do that and protect our team, we'll have a chance to win games with him, because I think our team understands that turning the ball over, being able to score points, stop people from scoring points, all those things go into the bucket when it comes to winning games. And we just got to keep improving in those areas. Honestly, I never looked back. I kept my eyes forward and sung the national anthem. I just know that our guys would handle everything respectfully. You're not talking about anybody kneeling, so I would think that that's an improvement, you know. And I think whatever the guys did, I support them 100%, and I'm sure they tried to handle it with class. I don't know that. I was not part of that conversation. You know, I wasn't in there for the conversation. Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, no doubt. It'll be a whole different game for him. And so that's why I feel good about the things that he accomplished tonight. And I thought he came well prepared to play. I mean, again, that was his first opportunity out there with those guys, truly, from start until we said, okay, enough for the ones. And I thought he showed well. I thought he did some good things, and we can build on some things as we move forward.
He's been pretty poised. Was he different for the last 2 days?
No. And that's what I like about him. You know, I think he's doing everything I'm asking him to do, and I think he's doing everything I think he needs to do to prepare himself for this opportunity. So I think obviously he did some good things, and he made a jump, but I'm still not ready to just do it. I will hear soon, but I like to watch the tape and make sure everything is correct before I make that decision. And he did not fall flat on his face. He didn't. He, matter of fact, he did some of the better things than I thought he would, to be honest with you. Yeah, I mean, again, because I like to talk to our quarterbacks. I like to talk to them all of these guys, and kind of let them know where they are. It's just how I've done it up to this point. I don't want to change that. I think it's important that we all have a conversation and after I watch the tape and see where we are and then make that decision.
How about confining?
I'm sorry? Oh, we'll see, you know, because Kevin did some good things today. You know, man, that was tremendous at the end. I mean, guy made some plays with his legs and with his arm and throwing a wet ball and again, running the offense. He did some really good things. So, again, that's why I need to see the tape to be able to talk to all of our guys and be very forthcoming and upfront with the guys about where we are.